it dawned upon me. There were thunders and lightning. A big cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words. A sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests. You shall.
Shalom aleichem, Mitch Bakat. It's Todd Tamer here with Paradigm Shift, and thank you again so much for joining us today. And as always, we're going to give all glory, thanksgiving, praise, honor, and worship, and everything in and of ourselves to our Father of our forefathers, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Blessed are you, Yahweh, the King of the universe. We're continuing on with part four now, I think, or part five.
Part five of
rites, rituals, and reptilians of our Canaanite kings. And we're exposing exactly who the enemy is and what they've been up to. At least we're trying to. We keep trying to peel back the layers of the onion.
Of the onion, the stinky onion. And just so you know, all these parts can be heard and listened to at all together at HebrewNationOnline.com. That's HebrewNationOnline.com, where there's brothers and sisters bringing you back to the Torah and the Messiah and throwing out all the stuff that we've added to and taken away from it because of our resentments over the thousands of years, especially since we first started fighting one another from the fall of Solomon's kingdom and the two brothers took over as the ten tribes king and the southern two tribes king.
And you can get in contact with us at petranch@dishmail.net. or Todd or Tamara at HebrewNation.net. You can request the newsletter that we put together. These are headlines. These are their headlines. We don't write anything in there. We don't make any of this up. You can, verify things for yourself. Also, we have a podcast page that has all of our past shows. I think there's like over 200 now. It's about 2 years worth. So,
and I have that linked on the Hebrew Nation Online page. You can go to our Podomatic page, and you can find most every show that we've done in the past 2 years. We've been doing this.
It's linked on our newsletter too.
Linked on the newsletter, and also if you do send us an email or something like that, please give us time to get back with you. And if it's too long, we just found that it's just we have so much on plate. It gets lost. It gets lost in the emails, and we just can't get to it. So please keep
the shorter the better.
Your emails very concise. Thank you.
And if you want to email us YouTube videos, we can't do a lot of video because we're on satellite out in the mountains. But definitely give us headlines. Tell us what you're sending us so that we have a clue as to what you want us to look at and where you want us to go. So we're going to continue on. We had just finished up talking about the god Thoth from Egypt and these tablets, which are said to be 36,000 years old, these emerald tablets, and they speak of this serpent race and them being among men. And this is really important because this actually matches, once again, the television series V from 2009. This is, wow, they're so similar. They're showing you ancient knowledge right on TV.
And they say they're
entertainment.
They say they're 36,000 years old. That truth will be revealed to us, but our scriptures do speak to us in Hebrew, especially in Genesis and the creation account in Genesis 1. It talks about that there was a time before this current earth that we live on, that there's a good indication that this earth was totally different and it was in a different spot, even in our solar system, possibly where the asteroid belt was. So these 36,000 year old tablets, or the ones from the Sumerians, from their history that they wrote, and of course the Sumerian was the first empire after the flood, that was the first city states that were built on the earth in the Fertile Crescent, in the areas where we are heavily involved in today, at least the United States of America and the UN, NATO. Of course, they're all over the world. They're sending our troops all over the world.
For their global empire.
For their global empire, and putting bases on 40-plus nations in Africa
now. But it's the Middle East where all of the excitement
is. That's right. It's all centered on the Middle East there. So the Sumerians, in their history of the pre-flood Nephilim and the fallen angels and all this, they say it goes back 25,000 years. But as in Scripture, it talks about that there was an earth before it became formless and void. and it became formless and void for some reason way back when. And at that time period, it was probably more likely in the time of the fall when Lucifer fell from heaven.
And we know the scripture tells us that Lucifer's race, Satan's race, is reptilian. It's serpent. It's a serpent seed. That is our enemy, that he would put enmity between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. So it sounds like the two can actually breed, come together, and that they hate each other. And there's reasons for that.
Either the dinosaurs were really smart and we didn't know it.
Or there's at least one of them.
Or they could speak, or they were their pets that they were, these Tyrannosaurus rexes and the things that tore flesh and ate everything. Because the scriptures do talk about the behemoth. And also there's another word for a dinosaur in the scriptures. What is that one, Mommy? You remember it? Leviathan. And there's actually a couple other words, but the behemoth is most likened to the big giant brontosaurus.
Brachiosauruses
or things like that. But brontosaurus.
Gentle giants
with big thick tails as big as trees that swayed back and forth, and that's in scripture. So anyway, Ms. Bacall, let's get back to
who our enemy is. Let's get back to read the revelation about this serpent race that absolutely hates humans.
And the religion that they've taught us to follow and the ways they've taught us to live and think about in our societies and our cultures and everything else.
Okay, so I'm going to read from the Emerald Tablet, the seventh one of Thoth, and it says, "In ages past were they conquered by masters, driven below to the place whence they came. But some there were who remained, hidden in spaces and plains unknown to man. Lived they in Atlantis as shadows, but at times they appeared among men. Aye, when the blood was offered, for they came they to dwell among men. In the form of man they amongst us, but only to sight were they as are men, serpent-headed when the glamour was lifted, but appearing to man as men among men. Crept they into the councils, taking forms that were like unto men, slaying by their arts the chiefs of the kingdoms, taking their form and ruling over man. Only by magic could they be discovered, only by sound could their faces be seen? Sought they from the kingdom of shadows to destroy man and rule in his place."
I see how important sound is today in the music and frequency. The movies and frequency.
Watch your ear gateways.
That's right. All the rap and all the heavy metal and all the different discordant music they give us today. That's what all the pagan ceremonies and celebrations go along with. And even the practitioners of Aleister Crowley and Bailey and all those people, they said that discordant music was key in order to make contact.
"But know ye, the masters were mighty in magic, able to lift the veil from the face of the serpent, able to send him back to his place. Came they to man and taught him the secret, the word that only a man can pronounce. Swift then they lifted the veil from the serpent and cast him forth from the place among men. Yet beware, the serpent still lives, in a place that is open at times to the world. Unseen they walk among us, in places where the rites have been said. Again, as time passes onward, shall they take the semblance of men." We're talking about reptilians who are covered in human skin.
As in the days of Noah.
That's
right. As in the days of Noah, it shall be in the end times. It'll be even worse than it has ever been before. And, it's important to when they worship the sun, moon, planet, and stars, as they do, when the sun and the earth and the planets and a comet comes in or something like that, and they align up, around their occult ritualistic days, which ironically enough all come from Babylon. That's where our Jewish brethren, our southern tribe brethren, were exiled to. And in their exile, they mixed the ideas of the Torah with the Babylonian Sumerian ideas of the worship of the sun, moon, and stars. And so did the Parthians, who were the 10 tribers who were just to the north of Babylon on the southern steppes of Russia. So you had the 10 tribers of Israel and the tribes of Yehuda and Benjamin, who were the southern kingdom, or exiled to Babylon. They were intermixing in Babylon, and they came out eventually with Rome too. Parthia defeated Rome, crumbled. The Mongolian invasion came from the east, and it pushed all the Parthians into Europe, and the northern boundaries, the frontiers of Rome were threatened because of the last war the Parthians and Romans had together. So Rome collapsed as Parthia moved into Europe and put pressure on the northern boundaries of the empire. So the bloodlines of the kings of Parthia and the bloodlines of the kings of Rome, Greece, Persia, Babylon, they've been intermarrying ever since.
The Bible also speaks about placing enmity between the seed of the serpent and woman, meaning sexual activity could occur between the serpent being and a human woman. There is a hybrid race with serpent characteristics, which has a natural aversion for the human race. We know from ancient testimony this serpent race needs our flesh and blood, most likely to assume human form. Hollywood has sensationalized ancient serpent being testimony and turned these eyewitness accounts into fiction, of course, because they don't want us to know the truth. So from the Hebrew word ayab, we have enmity, hatred, very similar to the one from the word work.
If this were a Christian nation or a Christian world or a Jewish world, a peaceful world, you wouldn't have images constantly on a 24-hour basis coming out of your education, your culture, your movies, and your entertainment about death, destruction, sorcery, magic, demons, ancient gods, goddesses, and that's all we have in our entertainment. If this was a world of the kingdom coming to earth, as in heaven it shall be on earth, you know, as we were told to pray by our Yeshua King, Messiah.
We'd be being taught how to love each other.
We'd be taught how to love each other. All the movies you would see, all the music you would see would be stories from the Bible. You know, you got some of the most fantastic stories that have ever been written, and
yes,
things that have gone on. How about Job's life? Wouldn't you like to see a movie of that? Okay, come on. Go ahead, Miss.
Okay, so then we have this Hebrew word ayab, which actually is very similar to that root word of the word root in Hebrew, which is abad. It means hostility, enmity, hatred. This serpent race has a psychotic hatred toward the human race, and we have an extremely ancient account, according to Thoth, of an evil serpent race, even to the point where they can surface and blend in with the human race during certain periods, which supports my theory the Mayans' December 21, 2012 was a countdown to the return of their god. As we know, the Mayans' god was Quetzalcoatl, and he was a feathered reptilian humanoid. We know, according to ancient accounts, the serpent race hates the whole creation of man. What do you think happened when the serpent being Satan saw a voluptuous butt-naked woman walking around the tropical environment without her husband around? A being who loathed the human race and had the opportunity to spoil the genetic creation of mankind. It's not only plausible Satan, who is office of the serpent lineage, and his fallen ones survived the flood, and again have returned to possess and pollute the human gene pool. There must be a relationship to the Silvergate mass murders and the blood spilled, allowing these serpent beings to manifest into our dimension. If this is the case, then the terror attacks of September 11th, 2001, on the World Trade Center was a mega ritual to bring thousands of them into our dimension. We need only to glean the patterns to postulate the formula. Assassin plus ley line plus ancient, like a pyramid, plus Stargate slash mass murder blood equals the opening of a serpent porthole. Is magic really making the unseen appear through occult rituals? The Emerald Tablets of Thoth validates the biblical character Satan by establishing the fact that there is a serpent race which lives under the earth. This serpent race is highly advanced because if the Emerald Tablets of Thoth are a benchmark of time, the serpent race is at least 36,000 years older than the humans. There is a wealth of tales regarding beings who live under the earth, and the Bible is no stranger. In Philippians 2:10 through 11, it says that at the name of Yahshua, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Yahshua HaMashiach is Lord, to the glory of Yahuwah the Father. It is said after the crucifixion that Yahshua testified to the spirits under the earth. It is his flesh that was made alive again, resurrected. Christ died in body only. We can prove this by 1 Peter 3:19 through 20. By whom also he went and preached to the spirits in prison who formerly were disobedient, when once the divine long-suffering waited in the days of Noah. This event occurred between Christ's death and resurrection. In the book of Philip, which was not canonized, but gives us a deeper insight into Yahshua, meditation, serpent beings, and the earth, we encounter the following scripture from Philip.
That's why they took these books out.
Exactly. Well, he's going to say that, which again validates ancient accounts of an inner realm of the earth. This gives so much credence to Admiral Byrd's account of extremely large spaces in the earth where you can fly a plane. The Gospel of Philip says the Holy Spirit, coming from the abode of the Father, is present in his different states above the surface of the earth, the open space, and inside our planet, the hidden space. It makes you wonder who exactly decided to remove certain Gospels from the Bible, which appear to corroborate ancient history, improve our understanding of the...
600 plus extracurricular, extra books they've removed from the Bible since the beginning of them beginning to narrow it down and will it down so they take away the knowledge from us. I'd just like to add in here too, Scripture says that they will be the ones that will try to hide themselves under the rocks and under the earth and in the earth. And they have done that. They've tunneled all over this planet. They've got seed vaults ready in Norway for the coming chaos. And then they've got giant military installation bases all over the planet. The Russians openly talk about theirs. The Chinese openly talk about theirs. But here in La La Land, USA, no one wants to believe that they're
possibly... They just want to watch Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they're Gaga, 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 Gaga. You know, that's what you all do, is Gaga, Gaga, and slobber on yourself. So, you know, the thing is...
Well, what we all do until we stop doing it.
So these tunnels are underground, and what before the flood there were all these tunnels that were dug underneath the ground as well. All across Europe they're showing thousands of miles of underground tunnels. I believe it's in Turkey is where they found one that's 13 stories deep, and it has bathrooms and storage facilities
for over 100,000 people to live in.
No, 30,000. About 30,000 people lived in this thing underground. 30,000 people.
So what was the video? We just watched a video that had 100,000 people living underground. Well, remember that one?
No.
What place was that one in?
Okay. I have no idea.
Well, let's talk about these Gospels that are removed from the Bible. When you remove these things from our understanding, we lose the understanding, another part of the life of Yahshua, who exactly the common enemy of the human race is. That's what we're really trying to show you right now in these shows. According to Philippians, there are beings who live under the earth who possess knees that bend. These beings actually recognize the divinity of Yahshua and they bow to him. These serpent beings can live amongst men, and you will be none the wiser. Perhaps certain Gospels were removed from the Bible as to not allow men to discover the nature of the enemy. This serpent race appears to be timeless beings controlling the human race through the elite, and this is why they infiltrate the councils of men. This may sound far-fetched, but there is too much evidence to jettison this theory as fantasy. This is obviously the race of the devil and his minions. This also supports the fact that serpent beings can masquerade as an angel of light, and angels can appear as human. This all neatly fits together, and the ominous reality is, December 21st, 2012 was a countdown of their return. If we revisit the Emerald Tablet 8, it has a key phrase which supports the true nature of the Mayan timekeeping. Thoth stated the following, "Yet beware, the serpent still lives in a place that is open at times to the world." As you know, the Mayans were master timekeepers, and December 21, 2012 did not mark the end of the world, nor none of the promises from the New Age charlatans. The Mayan god was of the serpent race, and they wanted to know when he would return. Once the serpent race returns, they can masquerade as humans, and we would not be able to tell. I ask you, are they already among us? Revelation 5:3,
yes,
but no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth could open the scroll or even look inside it. We see the hatred to mankind through senseless killing, poisoning of the food and water, destruction of the currency, the poisoning of the air we breathe. Are they not already in positions of power? Have they replaced our leaders with their own serpent people?
Yes, they
we
have.
We see the music of our nation turn increasingly dark and sexual, incorporating ancient occult symbols with skulls and blood. We are not seeing art. We are seeing a return to ancient pagan symbols linked to the serpent race.
Talisman.
The most troubling aspect of the serpent race is their need to drink our blood and eat our flesh. It sounds eerily similar to the Last Supper, but without the symbology. What are the properties of human blood which allow the serpent beings to manifest in our dimension and look like us? I was having a stimulating phone chat with Steve Quayle, and he mentioned to me our leaders have been replaced with clones. Perhaps not clones, but the serpent beings? Obviously, Steve Quayle is on the right track because the USA should not be in the dire straits she is living in. This is part of the plan. I wonder when the serpent beings see us, do they see a can of V8 with legs? Over vast epochs, the reoccurring tale is beings from the inner earth with tails. This must be the most suppressed history of mankind because it certainly is not part of the National Education Association's curriculum. How could something so fascinating be swept under the proverbial rug? This is what I call a cover-up. Is it possible the serpent race is the evolution of the dinosaurs? I don't know these things, but we should be discussing them. In summary, we have ancient tablets predating the Bible that speak of a race of serpent men who hate mankind. Next, we have the Bible, which clearly states that there is a hatred between the seed of the serpent and the woman, meaning there is a hybrid race that is not 100% human. We also have the Bible, which speaks of beings with knees that bend inside the earth who bow to the divinity of Yahshua. This is also where Yahshua went to testify of the judgment against these spirits in the earth. The Gospel of Philip also speaks to the hollow earth theory corroborated by the late Admiral Byrd's journey inside the earth. Now we understand who's behind these bloodlust rituals on ley lines and under the golden and silver gate star systems. This serpent race is harnessing energy and through blood taking the form of powerful men on earth. These are the demons and devils of yore who have created advanced underground cities and at certain times have direct access to our world. The Mayans, the most advanced timekeepers, were marking time so they would know when their serpent king would return. Now you know the true form of Satan, and he has the ability to masquerade as an angel or man. We have to keep digging because once we uncover the truth, we will finally be set free. John 14:12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works because I'm going to be with the Father. It is imperative we as a human race come together as one mind against these serpent devils. Instead of superiority complexes, we need unity complexes. Instead of skin tone analysis, we need human verification analysis. Instead of being divided by money, we need to pool our resources. And finally, we need to develop ourselves to achieve Christ consciousness. Yahshua promised us we would have greater abilities than he, yet we suffer with spiritual entropy. We have been taught to praise and not raise our consciousness. This means activating dormant spiritual abilities where we could see demons from afar. If you're attending a church and your pastor can't walk on water or replicate matter or ascend, I think we might have the wrong spiritual advisors. I'm not sure about that last statement, but I totally agree with everything else he is saying, that we need to come together with unity complexes. We need to fight this one enemy and quit allowing that enemy to divide us over and over and over again into smaller and smaller factions. Scripture tells us a house divided cannot stand.
That's right, Mitch Bukow. And to add to that, he was talking about Admiral Byrd, and we've talked about it on our shows in the past. Admiral Byrd went down to Antarctica with a fleet after World War II. I believe it was in 1948, went down with a fleet of ships and was supposed to spend several months down there in Antarctica. And supposedly the way the story went that you find from his diary, which you don't know if it's real or not, but there was a paper in the papers down in a
He got interviewed in South America.
In South America, at a port in South America where the fleet stopped after they had to flee Antarctica because they were shot at and planes were shot down and several hundred men died and one of the ships were almost sunk from these spaceships, you would call them today, I guess, or underwater aircraft too. They come up out of the water shooting green laser junk at them and this, that, and the other, you know. And Admiral Byrd, when he went flying off in his plane taking pictures over Antarctica, he flew over a hole and his plane was like taken down like a tractor beam down into the earth, and they were told, leave this place and never come here again with weapons ever again.
What's the one place that no country on earth stakes a claim on?
Antarctica, because there is an international agreement ever since then that no one would have any military down there or claim any ownership of Antarctica. But everybody's got research stations down there, and they've all got telescopes, and where are they looking? They're looking up, and we get none of the information coming out of that. It's like the 60-plus telescopes of these sorcerer kings that are run by the Vatican and NASA. We get none, zero of the photographs or data that come from these telescopes or satellites that are up in the heavens looking outward, looking for something coming, possibly the destroyer, Abaddon, as Scripture talks about. Abaddon comes in, the destroyer, Apollyon, as they call it in the Greek, and this nation was formed to raise up Apollyon again. Well, it's just self-destruction, because what Scripture says about Abaddon coming in is it destroys the entire planet and all the serpent seed and all their cities, all the gold gatherers that forces the slaves to gather gold for them so that they can put it in their vaults where they give us worthless paper money.
So again, again and again and again. We've got to recognize who our enemy is. And once we pinpoint the enemy, we must come together and stand against the enemy.
Hallelujah.
Underneath the king that we've chosen, Yahweh.
That's right. And you ain't going to stand unless you're standing on his times, his seasons, his laws, his rules, his regulations, his clothing, his culture, his foods. And then the fear will be removed from your heart of this world, Mishpachah.
So keep looking up everything.
Hallelujah.
In Yahshua HaMashiach's name.
You shall not make for yourself any carved image, or bow down to them. You shall not bring the name of the Lord your Elohim to naught. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Respect your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet.